mother would use those peelings as she'd make a pie or cobbler. She usually made a big old cobbler. She'd save those peelings back and put them in the jar. And I don't remember how she made it, but that's I remember seeing her save those apple peelings. And sometimes some of the apples too, you know, if they weren't just a real nice plump apple, she'd use a few of those if she felt she needed to.
If your sister had two apples and she was eating one and you wanted one, what would you say to her?
I'd say, well, give me part of that. You don't need them both. I can remember when Dad would go to Ashland and usually he'd get the apples in the fall, you know, after they were ripe. And he'd always bring this barrel of apples and set it in our bedroom. Well, the smell of those apples would wake me up every time. Every time, what a tantalizing odor that was, and it wouldn't be long after that apple barrel hit for Grace and I'd be eating apples in bed. Well, fresh fruit was really a treat to anyone out here in the early days, because there just wasn't any fruit trees out here at all.
Well, did you have an orchard?
No. Well, yes, we finally did. Dad planted one down, and the prettiest peaches I ever seen in my life. He grew in the biggest peaches I ever saw. And a grape that he planted, two or three rows, I think three rows of grapes, 200 or 300 feet long, and raised the grandest grapes there. But when they left before, when they had been bearing for just 2 or 3 years when they moved to New Mexico.
That's disheartening, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Worked hard to get
Poor old man, yes, sir, but he just couldn't stand it after the country was all fenced in. He just couldn't stand it.
But if your sister had only one apple and she hadn't eaten yet and you wanted some, what would you tell her to do?
I most likely say, why don't you give me part of that? You don't need all of that. Why don't you let me have part of it? Now, my youngest would more than likely say, well, fork part of that over here.
Yeah, fork it over.
Fork it over.
I was just wondering if in cutting this, you'd ask her to cut it in two, or cut it in half, cut it half in two, or cut it in half, or...
I would more than likely have said, well, why don't you cut that in two and let me have part of it. Let me have half of it.
Did you buy anything in large, in a large quantity?
Oh, yes, we always did.
Did you have a special term for that? I'm thinking now of not buying it in separate sacks or anything.
Well, that would always say, we've got to get 1,000 pounds of flour and 200 pounds of sugar and a case of tomatoes or corn. They wasn't very much of anything canned in the early days, but corn and tomatoes, that was the staples out here. And beans, they'd buy beans, 50 pounds of beans at a time.
Just what kind of beans were those?
Well, navy beans, and then finally we got to where we could get these brown beans. Some of them people call them Mexican beans and chili beans, but those weren't too common when I was a little girl. It was mostly just white beans, or soup beans, and. Once in a while, Dad would find some what he called kidney beans, big brown beans. But those weren't, you couldn't hardly ever get those.
Did you buy those beans in sacks too?
Uh-huh.
What do you call it when you buy something that's not in sack? In bulk, is it?
Bulk, I imagine, Yes, when it isn't sacked up. But in those days, as well as I remember, everything would come in, well, they might have had in the store, but